Hello, Ms. Jeff.
Hello, this is Shanice returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
You're from Serious Dirt and Essentials, are you not?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
I was calling in regards to Serious Garden Essentials. Is that not you?
Sir, I am a third-party customer service representative, and we represent over 100 online vendors. If you can provide me with your zip code, I would be happy to check and see what was ordered.
I ordered nothing. That's why I want my money back.
Okay, well, sir, can you provide me with your zip code so I can try pulling up your account?
Yes, 370.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You said 370-043. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you also provide me with your first and last name?
I cannot.
Okay, well, sir, I will not be able to pull up the account to review the charges on the account. You may just have to contact your bank.
No, I'll contact the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations.
Okay, well, sir, well, I am unable to assist you on the account. If you're unable to provide me with your first and last name, so I can try pulling up the account to see what was ordered.
I use my last name. HARTNETT.
Sir, either way, I would need the first and last name to pull up the account.
I don't know what first name is on the account. I don't have an account there. These are fraudulent charges. I don't even know who this company is. It just shows up my credit card.
Okay, sir. Well, go ahead and provide me with the last name.
Hartnett. HARTNETT.
Okay, give me 1 second. Is your first name Robert?
Nope.
Okay, do you know anyone named Whitney?
Whitney Houston, but no. No.
What about Candy?
No.
Okay, sir. Well, unfortunately, I am unable to assist you. I cannot find your... Well, I provided you with the names that I see here on the customer name list, but I don't see... Well, you confirmed that you don't know any of the first names on the account, so...
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So I am unable to further assist you. What is it that you're trying to do, sir?
I am being charged by this company that I know nothing of for 2 months in a row now. I want to stop the payment and get my money back.
Okay, well, sir, something had to be in order if you're being charged by the company, but you're not providing me with any you only just provided me with your last name. And I cannot find you in the system just by your last name. It has to be your first and last name.
Okay. Can I have your personal number?
Why do you need my personal number?
Because I'm reporting this to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. That's why.
Sir, I am unable to provide you with my personal number. You can provide the... the telephone number that you call through, but I am a third-party customer service representative, and again, sir, we represent over 100 online vendors.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Shanice.
How do you spell your name, please?
It is S-H-A-N-I-C-E.
Okay. I was just wondering, you should have a customer identification number or something. That's why. That's why your number, not your personal number, not your personal phone number or something. Okay.
Okay, well, sir, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day and be safe.
Yeah, that's why.